Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. This is Jessica on recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
It's Devor, D-E, her last name is Devor.
Okay.
And it's Leanne. Leanne actually ends in an E.
Okay.
All
Perfect.
right,
Thank
hold.
you. I'll take it from here.
All right. Miss Devor, I'm transferring you now. You're in good hands.
Okay, thank you, honey. You
All
have a
right,
good
have a nice
night.
day.
Hi, Leanne. My name's Jessica. I'll be helping you out today. The call is being
Hi,
recorded. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria here to participate?
yeah.
Okay. And just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you?
Right.
Okay. And you're willing to affirm that with the law firm, correct?
Right.
Okay. And have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay, and were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm sorry to hear. What kind of cancer was it?
Ovarian, it's.
Ovarian, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Fortunately, it was just stage one, so.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
At least they caught it early. But when were you diagnosed with the cancer? And it's gonna be back to your knowledge.
It was back in October of
Of
last year.
this of last year. Okay.
Right.
And then what state are you in?
I'm in Nevada.
Nevada. Okay. Is that where you use the hair product?
Right.
Okay. Were you diagnosed in Nevada as well?
Right.
Okay. And then, do you remember the diagnosing doctor or hospital or facility that you were diagnosed at?
Yeah, it's the St. Rose Dominican
St.
Hospital,
Lowe's
and
Dominican.
it St. Rose Dominican, right?
Rose.
And my family doctor is Dr. Haley Kuhn, KUHN, and the she recommended Dr. Jacob Skinner as the OBGYN. He's actually the one that took me in.
Diagnosed it.
Right.
Okay. Is Dr. Skinner, is he at or on West Warm Springs Road?
No, he's
No,
also at the
hospital.
St. Rose
Dominican.
Parkway. It's right.
Okay.
It's on St. Rose Parkway.
Oh, okay, one second here. St. Rose Parkway. I got it here. Is oh, bear with me. You said Dr. Skinner is the treatment doctor as well.
Well, yeah, he's the treatment doctor. Dr. Haley Kuhn, KUHN. She's the family doctor. She's the one
Okay.
that recommended.
Okay.
Excuse me.
That's okay. What kind of treatment did you receive?
It was chemo and radiation.
And radiation. Okay. Did you have that last year as well?
Right.
Okay.
I did actually everything was taken care of. I was actually considered cancer free by April
Okay.
this year.
Of April this year, okay.
Was stage
And
one,
then,
you know.
yeah. No worries. And then, did Did you use the hair relaxer more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Actually, there may have been times I used it 5 times in a year, but as a rule of thumb, it was more like 4 times a year.
Okay. Yeah. That was the average amount?
Right.
Okay. And then, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
What? No, I have not ever been, no.
Okay. Do you know anyone else who was injured by hair relaxer? Any loved ones?
No. Okay. No one else used it that I know.
Okay, no worries. And then next year, the product information. So you said that you mainly used it in Nevada. And then when did you start? Mm-hmm. And this is best to your knowledge, but when did you first start using hair relaxer? Do you know what year, roughly?
Yeah, it was like 2010.
2010. And then what year did you stop?
I stopped using it last year.
Last year, okay. And then you said you were using it roughly 4 times per year. And then total years would have been 13. Did you use it at home,
right,
in the salon, or both?
Mainly at home.
Home, okay. And what do you remember what brand you used?
Yeah, it was Revlon. It was a...
Revlon, okay. And then... did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly? Yes, then, because you already told me you used it roughly 13 years and then stopped. Let's see here. Next, the injured party information. So you said you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and then... Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a female.
Okay, thank you. And then can you spell Leanne for me?
Yeah, it's L-E-E-A-N-N-E.
Okay, and then your last name?
Is DeVore, D like David, E like Edward, V like Victor, O-R.
Okay, perfect. And then for the medical record release forms, what's your... date of birth?
Is 10/13/1965.
And again, it was 10/13/1965?
Right.
Okay, and then your social?
Is 530-727096.
And again, it was 530-727096?
Right.
Okay. And then there is an email here. It looks like it's your first name, topgun@gmail.com.
Right.
Okay. And then is the 702-713-3291 your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your mailing address?
It's 3890... Graphic Center Drive, and it's building H, like Henry, and it's number 1072.
1072, H?
Right.
1072.
Right.
So 1072.
Right.
Okay. And it goes by a building, not apartment number?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. Can I make sure? And then there would be a medical record to indicate your cancer diagnosis and type, at least for the doctor, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And then lastly, the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens. ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact? Do they live with you?
Yeah. No.
Okay. And then their name?
I'm going to give you, it's my son.
Son? Okay.
Yeah. And his name is Dominic.
Same last name?
Yes.
Okay. And then his phone number?
It's 702-917-2767.
Okay. Perfect. And then, is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So bear with me.
No, you should. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. One moment.